Cecil.
Cecil, madam. Cecil.
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 What?
I found these dice down in the hotel lobby. I was wondering if they might be yours.
What would I want with dice?
I don't know. You gamble sometimes.
Gambling, you say?
Well, they aren't just used for gambling. Most people use them for tabletop games and such.
Less interested.
In fact, did you know you can get wonderful dice like this at metallicdicegames.com?
Not really.
And did you know that the Rancor's Brothel can help you get 10% off on your order?
10% off a brothel?
No. 10% off your order at metallicdicegames.com, silly. And it's not really a brothel.
Countless email inquiries continue to suggest otherwise.
Just use their code RBP10 at checkout and you can get 10% off your order.
RBP10?
That's right, RBP10 at checkout at metallicdicegames.com.
I'd rather have the brothel.
Oh, you. Come on, we need to catch up with the others.
Fine. By the way, did you ever find that mangy dog of yours?
You know, I haven't yet.
Oh, look, a taco stand.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
Proceed, Dave.
Now I'm just wondering where the word blooper comes from.
It was probably a sex act.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not far off from the Blumpkin.
Yeah. I mean, that's where my mind went.
I forget where we left off.
Mevalriel has emerged from the portal to the astral plane that you opened. Sort of inadvertently, maybe.
You burned your bags of holding. I forgot.
Yeah, she looks fine. There's now a portal to the astral plane just sitting at the entrance to this chamber, and all of your shit is poured out all over one of the offices.
Yeah.
It looks like if a Skyrim character just dropped their entire inventory.
How big is this portal? Are we talking like a 5x5?
Yes.
Okay. Neat.
Nushka will actually apologize to Movario. I really thought that would work.
Any new ideas? And she sort of walks past, away from the vampire spawn. Doesn't really seem to want to stay close to them.
What is Mirael doing?
As this portal has appeared and she has reemerged, he actually reverts back to his... humanoid form and comes down a few stairs and says, "We have an interesting conundrum then. I want you to die. They want you to..." I'm not sure what they want.
I want to break the curse first. First and foremost, whatever happens beyond that, we will have to see.
There's some question marks in there, and then step four is profit. I definitely know it goes like that. Does the portal to the astral plane, is this like a black hole or is this a door?
More like a gray hole.
Well, what I'm saying, like, Kellen's going to start like...
in the floor.
Right, but he's going to start like taking little bits of dirt and stuff and tossing it over the hole to see if it like sucks in. Does it appear to have its own gravitational field?
Are we choosing to ignore the part where it sucks everybody within a 10-foot circle into it?
This did not follow the usual put a bag of holding inside a bag of holding thing.
Okay.
Because it was a little weird.
That's cool.
It's kind of like you got the final result without the explosion. Whatever.
Fair enough.
But yes, does it generally suck things in, or is it just
It's just sort of there.
It's a doorway.
Yeah.
Okay.
A trapdoor, as it were.
Neat. And it's 5x5?
Mm-hmm.
I point over to Troy. I go like this.
as Cody waves his hands in front of his chest, abdomen up and down.
No. I'm wondering if you still have a robe.
Do I still have a robe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I make the hand sign for a door.
Oh.
We're just going to stargate the fuck out of everything. I mean, I don't care. It's 5x5. It should theoretically work.
So you want to put a door over this portal?
Yeah.
Someone accidentally steps, takes a wrong step and lands into the astral plane.
In the pipe, 5x5.
Like, why?
I love the layers to that comment.
Safety?
Oh, we're worried about things coming in now?
I mean, he said it's a door. I've seen the kind of things that can come in. I'd rather not.
I'm just kind of surprised you didn't just jump right in.
The astral plane's not a fun place to hang out. I mean, we can go exploring, but...
I mean, you've been saying literally this entire game that you want onto the astral plane.
Fact.
On a ship.
No, you were talking about this before the ship occurred.
Right,
as well.
To get to where we are. I don't care about it now that we're here. I don't want to go on the quest for many fucking keys.
Nushka.
Yes.
You suddenly feel the amulet around your neck getting warm again. And you hear Kira's voice in your head very briefly, sort of almost sounding like she's seething and like holding it back.
Mm-hmm.
The chains.
Huh.
Bum, bum, bee, dum, bum, bum.
Can you guys get me a little bit? I'm gonna sit and I'm going to... I don't know if this is a thing. I don't know if this is really something that's going to work, but I'm going to meditate on this amulet the same way I would a magic item.
Okay, like attuning, essentially?
Yeah, and I'll spend the hour doing it. Whatever you guys want to do in the meantime.
Door?
But I want to try and... I mean, it seems like there is more sentience to this amulet than I've really gotten access to, and I'd like to try and access it.
How much of that are you saying out loud? Did you just say, give me time?
I would probably say something to Rook. He's more the magic item guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to lend whatever advice I can to, you know, attuning or identifying.
Yeah, if he would have any kind of knowledge or skill or anything like that that would help me out, I would...
Mirael and Mevario are sort of doing the whole pacing slowly in a circle sort of thing while these vampire spawn are sort of like spreading out and trying to keep her surrounded.
We get it. You want to fight each other. Keep knocking yourselves out. It doesn't appear to work. I point to the vampires. You seem like you could die, so this doesn't feel like a great thing for you, but knock yourselves out.
Yeah, guys, we're all trying to work together here right now. If you'd rather not, let's go.
I don't know if you've heard or not, but everything is awesome when you're part of a team.
Okay? Says the man who's usually not part of the team.
I am.
So that's what I'm going to do.
So, shortly after you say that, you see Muriel's shoulders, like, just relax. He's like, you're right. In fact, this probably doesn't need to be any sort of violent confrontation at all.
I don't like that one bit. Like, not even a little bit.
And the three vampire spawn go ahead and sheath their swords.
I like him a lot less when he's not angry, because at least then we know what we're up against. This is contemplative vampire bullshit.
Yep.
You wouldn't like me when I'm not angry?
But like,
you wouldn't like me when I'm calm!
Do you want to face Dracula when he's flying at you in a rage, or when he's sitting calmly in front of a fire drinking a murky red liquid, acting like he knows everything that's happening?
C, none of the above.
I mean, yes, but assuming C is not an option.
Yeah, I guess I will rip a patch off in the iron door patch and place an iron door over the portal.
Okay. You now have an iron door on the floor with some faint gray glowing around the edges. You know, whoever could get through an iron door could probably get through it. But other than that, you know, it's a solid surface.
I don't want to make it go away. Just don't want anything coming through it.
Or I'll put an arcane lock on it.
You don't even have to go that far. I mean, I expect it to be used here shortly by someone.
I rip off the horse patch and place a horse on top of it.
Look at my horse. My horse.
See how long it stands still on ice.
Fine. A rowboat.
A horse inside.
So you go yachting.
Two wooden ladders.
You go yachting on the
astral
plane.
This is just
plane.
An episode of Taskmaster now.
And another door.
Oh wait, yeah, you got like six robes of useful items. I forgot.
Yeah, that's why I like, got one. Like, put a fucking. That's what I said. Just put a rowboat or put a rowboat. Put a door on it. Mavariel, question for you.
What's that?
So is this the whole scene of like the last epic battle where you were all like cursed and he went and you were like die this room, right?
This is where it happened, yes.
She
has sort of walked back up the stairs and sat back down on her partially destroyed throne.
Was the ice here before or after all that?
After.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like ice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's been a while, but there are conspicuous lack of, Kellen looks around, corpses. Are they all in your employ now, or, like, did you...
So, this is probably, this is a character player thing. Underneath all of this ice are dozens and dozens of skeletons.
Huh, neat. Sentence retracted.
Oh, yeah, you can see them.
Huh. Well, that's a way more macabre than what it was like when I was looking at it from across the room. Fuck you, iOS.
We are not sponsored by them, obviously.
It's a shame that this isn't, you know, audio only podcast, since we have a graphic designer for a DM putting lots of work into making really cool visual maps for us to play on.
I do intend to post some of them at some point. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Fair enough.
Some of them are very specific, obviously, but some of them could be generally useful for anybody, really. How far up is the live, like, what just got released on Tuesday?
Pretty close. Like, relatively close.
Have
like,
they
you
met
could probably...
Melvario yet?
Yes,
they have met Melvario.
Okay. I could probably go ahead and post this map then.
Yeah, feel free to post whatever you want.
Because you guys have seen just about all of it.
What parts of it have we not yet seen, Dave?
You haven't gone down these two hallways on the either side.
Oh, well, I meant to.
I thought we did.
We did an explore the map session, but we may not have gotten that far.
We can definitely do some more exploring.
He made a point, Craig made a point to be like, I'm exploring every inch of this. I thought he did go down.
Yeah, I thought he did too. Well, my intent was to explore every nook and cranny around here.
Kellen kind of points in a general direction. So, do you remember which one of these were council members, or is it kind of all corpses?
She looks sort of down at all of them. Like, they do sort of mingle together. No, I don't think I could say.
So when did you start, like, with the ice?
It's been my specialty for a long... Well, one of my specialties.
Right, but for how long, say? Like, pre-Nephthelian?
Well, you, if you're familiar with very many Fae, you may remember it's also Aurel's specialty.
Right, yeah, Queen Mab and all that junk. When did that come about? That seems odd.
Oh, in the gap years.
All right, so you got thrown out. You threw, like, the teenage, my parents hate me. And then you went and were like, I'm going to be all this goth ice lady, raise an undead army, come back and kill them all. That's basically the gist of it, yeah?
That's an oversimplification of events, but yes.
Perfect. So do you owe any, like, fealty to her or anything?
She abandoned me when this curse took hold.
Huh.
I was no longer useful.
Well, I mean, being stuck in a hole that you've already conquered does make you kind of useless. I could see that.
It's understandable, but still annoying.
She can't break these cuffs?
I don't know.
No. That's an old meme, but it still checks out.
Which is in itself an old meme, but it still checks out.
Thanks.
Just checking out all the way down.
Huh. I'm just making small talk, waiting to see if Jeff magically attunes to this thing.
That's, yeah, I'm just waiting. Otherwise, okay. I would be asking questions about that conversation.
In the meantime, Rook, I suppose you are probably going over.
He is the curious one.
And, you know, these two rooms are pretty much just complete rubble over on the right-hand side.
I thought you were going to say those were skulls.
No.
Skulls just for the skull throne.
Collapsed. Blood collapsed the blood rooms.
God. Thanks, Craig.
The left-hand side of the chamber, or the rooms along the hallway, are more put together. The hallway does still collapse, but it's further down. And, actually, maybe you did come in here. I don't remember. But
I thought so.
Yeah, there's a couple offices, large ones, with a lot of empty space and bookshelves around the sides. And then a couple rooms with large tables and many chairs around them for meetings or arguments.
I think this mouse may be too far away from the receiver. But essentially nothing of any major interest back here, right?
Correct. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think we actually did cover that. I just forgot.
Me too. Totally wasn't trash the last time.
No, last time you were actually pretty good.
Thanks! Self-improvement and reflection is the path to growth, Jeff.
So, Muriel continues to sort of stand and wait seemingly patiently as Rook roams around and Nushka meditates on an amulet.
So, Muriel.
Yes?
These keys, right?
Yes.
You didn't actually have one, right? Like, somebody gave one to you. You weren't on the council, were you?
I was not on the council, no.
So, like, do these keys come together and form like a Megazord key or anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, but you wouldn't know because you weren't on the council.
Mivalriel sort of raises an eyebrow and says, I was.
Yeah, but they didn't like you. You were emo and they probably kept you aside. I'm just curious. I'm just trying to, you know, figure things out.
All of you go ahead and make insight checks.
Kellen's just stirring the pot, guys. Also, I'd like to take his f***ing key away from him.
Oh, damn. I've got a lot better than that than 22. I thought.
22. Yep.
26.
Oh, Jesus. Don't roll a d12. I did good, not that good. 21.
Crap.
Not a prisoner. I'm a free man. Life is my own.
Okay.
An 8. I'm apparently not paying enough attention.
Rook is busy roaming around looking at rooms, apparently. The rest of you notice that, you know, more than Muriel sort of does seem to have like a measured tone of speaking, but more than usual, there you distinctly notice that he's pausing before every response.
Prepared.
Snushka's last name, seriously, Latunya Kana Omni? Yes.
Latunya Kamni, yeah. Brass rocks.
I'll pull out a wand of magic detection.
Okay.
And I'm just going to kind of wave it in Muriel's direction. I'll walk up towards him and...
You said it's a whole bunch of magic.
Right, yeah, no, I'm just kind of wondering what I'm dealing with.
Okay. Let's see.
Give me the list, Dave.
Fucking schools of magic.
Give him the list. Don't give him the list.
Just give me the lamp.
Touch nothing but what? The lamp.
Why did that just go blank? You wiggle a mouse.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
That boy ain't right.
That's fine. We're not going to be in a combat, right?
Theoretically, not anytime soon. But I guess that depends on us.
It is the last option.
I can't wait for that shirt. F***ing Lucas. Super stoked about turning that into a shirt.
Yeah.
There's a session that will be... Things that will be coming out after this that Lucas ran. It's kind of a Swedish D&D. I think it's Swedish, Netherlands, somewhere in Northern Europe.
Very Nordic.
Yes, very Nordic. Very, like, classic, very lyrical, very, like...
Viking.
Yeah. It was very cool. But Lucas warned us that combat should always be the last option. You should try to talk to everything you encounter. He then proceeded to run at us with everything that encountered us, trying to murder us. Almost every encounter. And it just became a running gag to the point where, like, we're walking up and, like, these trolls are eating, like, human remains. It's like, hello, neighbor! Nice meal you got there! Can we, He's like, roll initiative. He's like, can we borrow a cup of sugar? Like, we're just trying to make our way to the castle. Would you mind giving us directions? We don't mean to interrupt your meal.
Crits in that game get really, really stupid.
They do get really stupid. I enjoyed the game, though.
I did, too.
It was a lot of fun. But it's weird. It is definitely weird. And working with it in translation is not great. But it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did too.
I see why it's popular.
True to bang. So you rolled a hit. And if you hit, you roll damage. And your damage roll is what can make you crit.
Okay.
If you roll max damage on your damage die, or you sometimes, depending on your weapon, you have a range.
You explode.
Yeah. You roll it again. And you can keep hitting tens and...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The thing I like about it is you create a pool of points from various skills. And so those skills go into, so like it's a D20, but it's reverse. So theoretically you would need a one to hit anything, right? But like you can allocate these points that can be used for attack or defense. They can be used in different ways and you kind of slice up and set your own DC for success. So like I could guarantee a hit by spending all of my points and make it like a 17 or less, right? But I'm only going to get one hit. I could take those same points and allocate them to be like maybe a 9 and a 7. There's like diminishing returns and some other rules and stuff. But like, so then I can make two rolls at like a 50% and then like a 38% if I wanted to do that. Or maybe I want to do like a 10 on the hit, but I want to save for the opportunity to block or to, you know, absorb damage or do something on defense. And so it allows for a lot of versatility. So, like, Jeff and I both played archers, and we could dump, if we needed to get a hit for sure, and we were concerned about getting a hit, we could dump all our points in, and I could make it almost an automatic success. Or we could be like, oh, I think I'm going to try and risk three shots here, and we could, you know, pew, 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 go straight up Legolas on it. Or if it's like, oh, we're in combat and we need to dodge, maybe I'll take a minor shot, like at a 6 or a 7, but leave my other 10, 12, 15 points or whatever on defense. It was a fun system.
It was.
What was it called?
Trudvang. Trudvang. Trudvang Chronicles?
Chronicles.
Trudvang Chronicles. Working with it in translation kind of blows because it is a little... It's explained very strangely. But... after
they give solid examples in there of how everything works.
That was... Yes. And it took a while, but we kind of got to.
Looks like they also have Trudvang Adventures 4-5e.
That was the new edition that was coming out of it. Y'all good?
What was the list of awesome magic things emanating from him?
So you variously detect evocation, enchantment, illusion, abjuration.
Is any of those auras bigger than the other?
I don't think detect magic is quite that fine-tuned.
I was trying to make it cool, but I guess I won't.
It's a first level spell.
So you're over there by him?
I was moving in his direction.
I'll nudge Pipsky and say, go keep an eye on him.
You, doing all right there, Mirael?
Why wouldn't I be?
You look, a little feverish. Are you peckish?
I'm a vampire.
Right, but I mean peckish. I get it, peckish, but, like, it is a pun. The whole time I'm just going to keep getting closer and closer to him. Okay. I'm going to start flying a little bit so I'm at his level.
Okay.
No, I just want to make sure you're okay. And I'm going to put the back of my hand on his forehead as if to take his temperature.
He quickly steps back away. Like, that's not necessary.
It's kind of rude. Do we still have our, you got any fun shit in your bag of whatever's that we all share, right?
He has no shit in the bag that he no longer has.
I have a pile in the other room.
No, we had the connected bags. Those were different bags from the bag of holding.
Oh, yeah. I think we ended up dropping the connected bags.
All right, I'll stop trying to make it cinematic and cool. What do I have on my f***ing list? Because Dave's going to ask me.
I think all we had in there were the elemental gems anyway.
Yeah, which would have been cinematic, but that's fine.
See, if you let the rest of us know what the f*** you're doing, then we could help.
Jeff but, knows what I'm doing.
Okay, that's one of us.
Yeah, 50% of the party knows what's going on.
I would have been happy to distribute the ML gems if you said that you wanted one to have on your person. You've
no,
got
that's not what he's looking for.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to make it look cool. I will pull a... I'm trying to think what I would have handy. I will pull a gold coin from my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, here, catch. I'll flip it to him. Right at his chest.
He holds up a hand, and the coin sort of stops and starts floating and twirling right in front of his hand. See, it's pretty obvious he caught it with Mage Hand. Yeah. Mm.
All right, well, fine. And I will fly at him full speed, head first, as if to headbutt him in the chest.
Okay.
If we're going to do a physics test, we're going to do a physics test, by God. Dave?
For the home audience who can't figure out what in the hell Cody is doing, he's trying to see if Mirael is an illusion.
I tried casting magic, which I thought would tell me, but Dave said no.
Then he did show an aura of illusion magic.
Right, which is what I was wondering, if the aura of illusion magic was encompassing his body or larger than the other illusions.
But if he were an illusion, he wouldn't show the others.
We'll headbutt him and see what happens.
Go ahead and make a athletics check.
It's a reasonable 8.
He very nimbly steps to the side as you charge forward and you just go right past him. It's like, what are you doing?
It's for your own good. Mostly I think you're up to no good and I'm just curious what you're doing.
He turns into a bat. And then just sort of flies across the room and then turns back into an elf. Meanwhile, for the sake of, well, whatever, it's been an hour.
Awesome. I was hoping.
And as you have been studying or meditating on the amulet over the last hour, you've been increasingly hearing like small little whispers, like very barely at the edge of your hearing, that have sort of progressively gotten louder, and then eventually almost understandable, but not quite. And then finally, you just hear like a, and it just sort of like increases in crescendo rapidly until it just says, "What are you waiting for?
Just do it."
It's like an echo in your head.
What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for some idea of what I'm supposed to do.
Shia LaBeouf emerges from the ice. Just do it.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yushka probably says that out loud.
And the voice of Kira once again echoes in your head, like weirdly resonant. If you can't break the curse, break the power keeping it.
Just break a god. Just do it.
Shia LaBeouf pops up again.
When the chains came down, where did we see them coming from?
Just above.
Above.
They sort of, you know, see them appear like through the top of the dome.
If we kill her from while she's upside down, follow me here.
The orientation matters.
Nushka's going to go up and talk to Melvaria.
Okay.
Like, I know you want out of here. I know you want the curse broken. What if the only way to do that is by your death?
Well, it hasn't been able to... It hasn't done anything before.
Right, but... it sounds weird coming from the barbarian of the group, but I feel bad just hacking on you over and over again to try and figure out ways to do this.
You have something you think will work?
I think we need to attack the curse.
Attack the curse?
Yeah, before it brings you back, there's a physical manifestation of it.
There is?
There is. There's chains. Chains that come down from the ceiling and wrap around you.
That did come up several centuries ago. And we tried things. But I wasn't actually around to see them tried. what I tried didn't work.
The chains could not get through the anti-magic field. That's why you were down for so long.
Interesting.
I don't know if you were at all conscious of the amount of time that you were down.
It's a little wibbly wobbly.
Yeah.
We hacked you into little bits. Tried to destroy you.
Stuck you in a bag of holding and shunted you to another plane.
I've done worse.
In multiple pieces.
Yeah, in multiple pieces. And you popped right back out of the gate. I want to see if we can do something to the chains, but it's going to mean that we have to hurt you to do it.
If this were third ed, you could just lay down and we could just one good shot.
She stands up and walks down the stairs and then says, well, I'm willing to try it. And then just takes a dagger and slices her own throat and collapses down to the ice.
I would have liked a little bit of time to prep the other guys, but okay.
What are we doing?
Hey, guys, attack the chains when they show up.
any particular flavor?
Whatever you got. Try and dispel it. Try physical attacks. Try energy attacks. Try something. An old friend says that that's the key.
Okay. Let me think of some spells to use here.
Well, I don't think you're going to have much time.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, if we are preparing, we could, you know, have some game plan. And
well, right now she's bleeding out.
Yeah.
Oh. So you probably do have about 3 rounds before she's actually dead.
Okay.
Kellen is going to go collect a vial of her blood.
Fun.
I think I have vials.
Possibly dumb question, but are the chains considered creatures?
Huh. No. Just
had to ask.
I mean, you're not wrong. Oh man, Dave's gonna dick me on the spelling of the.
You mean it sounds like the spell dicked you?
No. I don't have.
I was thinking
shatter.
About that actually. I don't have a prepared.
Okay.
I think it was going to be useful.
It was a stupid idea. If Dave didn't let an anti-magic field do it, I don't think that would either.
So. No. We've already tried to brothel this, and Dave does not want us to brothel it, so we'll find something that seems remotely logical. Because you know what else I was thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have it prepared either. But I will take her blood.
Okay. Who else is doing what in the next couple rounds?
I'm probably going to prep a spell, but I got to decide what to do.
Because I don't know if she would count as humanoid.
I don't either.
I'm thinking of, I don't know how you pronounce this necessarily, Nystol's magic aura? You think changing her aura?
No, that's more like, no, this isn't a hat that creates illusion. This is...
I understand that, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
That's more to fool detection. Yeah, so Nushka is pulling her sword and readying a strike.
Kellen will point to the vampire spawn and be like, you might want to get in on this.
I'm not sure what you mean.
The hacking and the slashing, the physical bit. I will point to my very small stature and be like, I'm not going to break them chains.
I'm not sure
They stand there and don't move.
Where did he go?
You look around, you don't see Muriel.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yes. Nushka picks up a chip of ice and flings it at one of the vampire spawn. Nothing to hurt them. Like, just like a little pebble.
It hits one of them. And they sort of look at you startled. I'm like, what?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we're trying to break the enchantment. Or the curse. We could use your help.
I haven't been told to help.
Where did he go so I can inform him?
I don't know.
Cool.
I'm going to cast see invisibility.
Okay. You look around the chamber and do not see any invisible things. Couple rounds have gone by.
I'll go looking for him.
Valor is pretty much on death's door.
You guys ready?
No.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you going to look for him?
Yeah, I'm gonna go looking for him. Like, if it's a physical defeating a barrier thing, I don't know that I'm gonna have any spells that are particularly useful. And I'd like to save the 2 or 3 I have for round 3 or whatever we have coming up.
As Kellen moves to fly away, I'll say check the gate.
Yeah.
I can't check any of my shit. because the internet seems to have gone down for me.
Ruh-roh.
I'm going to try disconnecting and reconnecting to HAL 9000 here.
So which way is Kellen going?
What if I resurrected her instead of the curse?
How long does it take to cast?
I want to say 10 minutes.
Oh, an hour.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, me and Cody's idea was to raise her as undead so that the thing couldn't bring her back. But
I don't have it prepared.
I figured Dave would be like, no, that doesn't work.
I mean, I have create undead.
How long does it take to cast is the other question.
A minute.
I'm going to ask the... I'm going to holler out...
Because he understands commands, doesn't he?
Who?
The undead guy I still got out there for another, like, 2 hours or...
Mike's over there.
I was friendly to you and obeys your...
Yes, he does understand you, and you can tell him what to do.
Yeah, but I wonder if I can ask him a question that he would answer. Because it doesn't say anything about telepathic communication or anything.
It probably depends on how intelligent the undead is.
Yeah.
You could holler out and tell him to find Mirael.
Yeah, I'm going to fly out, because everything else is rubble. So I'm going to fly out back, like, in the direction of the main room and then towards the hallway where the library is, where we came in, looking for Mirael, and I'm going to command... What was the name that we gave him? My undead friend. I called him something based on whatever the hell you called him.
I do not recall.
Well, what's his title? He's like a Hell Knight or something? I called him like...
Oh, the Giant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did give him a nickname, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hubert?
Harold, probably.
Harold.
Yeah, Harold.
Because he is the Frozen Harold.
Yeah, see? It makes sense. Y'all act like I'm a fucking crazy person.
No, you are. Him.
But, hey, Harry, let's go find him. Have you seen him, boy?
Tell him to bring the Hendersons along.
So you walk down the hall... and you find a whole bunch of pulverized skeletons.
Good boy, Harry.
And also, the Herald itself looks very badly hurt.
You seen any vampires come through this way, Harry?
It sort of looks down at you with its glowing blue eyes and then just sort of shakes its head slowly.
Go back in there and help those guys fight whatever they're fighting.
Okay. Let me check his speed. Okay. Because it's already been a couple rounds. And by this point... by this point, the first chain will have come down. So, what happens when that happens?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
In deciding what spell to cast... So, my more advanced summoning spells, the abilities on the summon say attack creatures. Will you let me tell them to attack chains instead? No? Okay.
If it specifically says creatures, that's what it is. Yeah. I guess Kellen is not in the room at the moment anyway, but Troy and Craig, go ahead and make Arcana checks.
I suppose I'll use a flash of genius on that.
15.
Okay.
Sorry, due to technical difficulties, I had to relog back into Foundry.
23. Alec is a little focused on trying to figure out what spell they're doing or whatever. Rook, you are watching as this chain appears, and you think that it's not just, you know, mystical magic chain. You think it is, in fact, ethereal.
Okay.
Which suggests to you that...
Force damage.
That, yeah, that magic, I believe it's normal magic stuff can do half damage,
mm-hmm.
And force...
Force is full damage.
Force stuff does full damage.
And I would know that.
You will well.
Okay. I guess I would shout out and inform the party of my inclinations there. Use your magic shit. Use your force damage.
Do you have anything that does force damage, Craig?
I do.
Okay.
actually, Claw's attack is a force and power grind. The one night I actually need to look in my books, and I didn't bring my books this night.
What do you need?
Tasha's.
Oh. I've got the PDF, but...
I do too. I'm pulling it up.
On the shelf behind you.
Right under Van Rick.
Van Rictum.
Damn near killed him.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay. The chain comes down. Nushka had a ready to action to...
Okay.
Yeah, I was... Dave, I was going to say I would have positioned myself and Claw to be ready to attack.
Okay. For the sake of figuring out what happens when, I'll go ahead and put people on initiative.
Yep.
Okay, Rook. You're up.
All right. So you said just the first chain, right?
Oh, I guess you have your ready to action. Sorry, yeah. Jeff.
22 to hit.
That hits the chain.
Crit.
No, not a crit. I tried. I did recklessly.
In the right system, it is.
Woo!
And I assume your weapon is
minus
magical?
Five. Huh?
I assume your weapon is magical?
It is magical. It is okay. Just the plus one. What is it? Plus 16, so 27.
Okay. And, okay, so now we go on to initiative. Rook.
Rook, since we're all on attack and not defensively here, will, for the first time ever, wield Sunforger with two hands. Bring down the full might of that plus two magical warhammer for a mighty...
Damn. Nice.
32 to hit.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
I wasn't sure by his facial expressions if it was a good number or a bad number for a mighty, and then he just paused.
Well, I saw the dice rolling across the screen, and it froze for half a second. I saw it pause on like a 7. That does 17 damage.
Okay, with what sort of weapon?
Magical. And we'll take a second swing with it.
Okay.
29 to hit.
Yep.
And then it does another 17.
Okay.
And I'm going to burn an arcane jolt on each of those. So that'll do an extra 2d6 of force damage.
Okay.
So 46 force damage coming in at 8.
Okay. As these blows are raining in, you do begin to see dents on the chain.
Okay, so I am hitting something. It's not just passing through.
Claw will bite. Gets plus 6 to his attack. Nat 20.
I believe you said that wrong.
Nat 20!
Thank you.
Are Claw's jaws magical for the purposes of overcoming damage reduction?
Claw's jaws are force damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's it got?
Claw screams, I can break these cuffs.
Blurp.
Let's make sure I'm reading this correctly. Okay. And with crit, it's the deal of damage twice, is that right?
Double the roll, single modifier.
If you click on the damage button, it'll have a critical button.
I am not. I'm manually typing in the roll. So that's his straight damage is 18, and he'll also do the, what's it called? The Arcane Jolt can be channeled through his bite as well.
Sure.
How many of those Arcane Jolts do you get today?
5.
That's nice.
Zappity zappity.
Oh, and you know what? I messed up. I was still looking at the original 2d6. Now that I'm at level 15, they're 4d6. So, there's actually an additional 2d6 for my first two, which would be an extra 10.
Okay.
Oh, no. Extra 2d6 per use. So, also another 3.
Okay.
And then adding it onto Claws is another 4d6. So, that was... 3 uses of Arcane Jolt adds 12d6 total.
Very nice.
of force damage.
This is like the shield thing, but for offense.
Yes.
Instead of getting a 29 or a 32 to his shield, Craig is spending 75d6 to break the chain.
It doesn't say anything stupid at the beginning of it, like once per turn.
I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure it's per attack. Yeah, when you hit a target with a magical weapon attack or your steel defender hits a target.
Yeah, but artificers don't generally get tons of attacks either.
Okay.
I think...
Just curious.
I think only, like... Is it only, like, Battlesmith that gets a second attack?
Yes.
And maybe Artillerist? I don't remember.
Only the subclass I took gets two attacks. That's interesting. And it has to be... you have to be wielding a magical weapon to get the second attack.
Right, yeah. Or they might have changed that in Eberron, did they?
Maybe.
Anyway, irrelevant at this point.
I still haven't...
This chain is badly damaged. Like, links are bending totally out. You don't think it'll take a whole lot more.
Oh, cool.
Let's see. Who's up next? Anushka.
Sorry, I was seeing if I could change the name of the Frozen Herald to Harold.
Harry?
Anushka's... I don't know that I need to rage. I'll just attack recklessly and take the -5. That's only a 12.
Unfortunately, that is not going to connect.
Second attack. That's a crit.
A crit will connect. Believe it or not.
Thirty-two damage.
Okay.
Third attack is a 21 to hit.
Okay.
It's 22 damage.
Okay. With that strike, the chain snaps.
Oh.
And you see it where it was taut, like from the ceiling-ish, just coming down straight towards him at an angle, it now just sort of begins swinging across the room. And the portion that was connected to her fades out of existence.
Interesting.
Anushka came in like a wrecking ball.
To be fair... Claw and I did drop like 60 damage on the chain.
But you realize, just like old school RPGs, it really only matters who gets the last hit, Craig. Helen's just going to start flicking magic missile from outside in the room just to get that last hit.
In the meantime, Alec... Well, is that your turn?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm...
Okay. Oh, it was Nushka's turn.
Yeah, that's all of my turn. I don't have a bonus or anything.
Alec, this chain is now broken. Do you want to do anything on your turn? Do you want to hold an action? Or ready an action, rather?
Ride the pony. It's a thought. Not a good one.
I suppose, since I have a turn, I will go ahead and cast Magic Weapon. Spiritual Weapon.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Since that will be force damage.
Good call.
Okay. Plop that out here.
Now, if I wanted to, that's a bonus. If I wanted to ready an action, it would have to
You still could, yeah.
Would it have to be a cantrip?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Cantrip, yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't have anything that's force damage, but I guess anything will probably do something.
Anything will do something.
It takes stuff to do stuff, I think, is what you were trying to allude to.
Fact.
Kick it.
I kick the chain. No, I can will you, ready... What? I'm gonna say.
I was going to say, can you summon spiritual bolt cutters?
You know, not in my list.
It's because Tim Allen is not your god.
I will... I guess I will ready a firebolt for the next chain appearance.
Okay.
Manifestations of like nail guns and power sanders and got to use hammers.
Jackhammer.
Yeah.
The Frozen Herald runs up to where the chain was and sort of stops right next to where it was and then just sort of looks around at it swinging across the room. And as it comes back one time, it just sort of like swings an axe at it. Doesn't really do anything. I mean, it like briefly clangs and stops it swinging, but Kellen?
I'm continuing to look for signs of our lovely vampire friend. Are there any signs of disturbance or anything? Like, did it look like somebody clearly ran through the bones or something? Claw marks on the wall.
Nothing appears real outstanding, no.
Like, I mean, he could've
flown. There's bones scattered around from where the Frozen Herald was, you know, smashing them with a great axe. And they're skittered around the ice, but nothing looks like someone obviously just walked through them, kicking them in front of them or anything.
I will...
There's better places to do that, man.
Yeah, I'm just... I liked them all when they were in one room, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see it anywhere out there by the door. Do you want to stay there, go out into the plaza, or do you want to come back?
I'm going to fly one round of movement towards the door where... Wait a second, can I see the room? The big room.
You want to zoom out a bit? There you go.
Helpful. We came in from, like, here, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm not on the mic. Are there any other exits to this room you're aware of?
The only other exits to the plaza are the giant stone door that presumably leads to the rest of the city that you did not come through.
Where's that?
That's at the very southern end of the plaza.
Wasn't there technically a collapsed door?
On the other side of the plaza, there is a collapsed, what appears to be, temple.
Okay.
Okay, so the exits out of this room are either the way we came or something straight across south.
I mean, there are rooms, smaller rooms, off of the hallway you're in.
There are, yes.
But they're not exits.
But the hallways are collapsed. So you couldn't, like, leave the entire area that way.
But if you need to just duck out of this hallway for a second, you're standing right next to a couple doors.
No, but the thing is, he can't bring anything in or do anything, as far as I know, but he's clearly up to some bullshit. So I'm trying to figure out where he is. If I fly one round straight south, Dave.
Yeah.
How far would I still be away from that other door?
Well, let's see. 60 feet.
What if his key is the key that opens that door?
I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't know what he would be doing.
So you fly south and see ahead of you, still a good 45 feet ahead of you, is the first of the statues that's in the center of the plaza. So you think it's probably going to be another almost 200 feet before you get to the other end of the
Jesus plaza. Fucking Christ, Dave. Why is nothing close?
Please tell me he rounds that statue and the Draco Lich is back up.
I'm going to cast Dancing Lights.
I thought you said Nancy Lights for a second.
Pelosi, okay. Reagan.
No, Nancy.
Oh.
Dancing Lights.
I'm the Mancy. Who says M is in Mancy?
Of all people, I thought you'd get it.
What's the radius on that?
I think you can do 4 and the range is up to 120 feet.
It's like 5 feet of dim light, isn't it?
10 feet, I think. Bless you.
They're 10 feet.
10 foot radius or 10 foot?
10 foot radius, according to your handy dandy sheet.
Cool, cool, cool. But it's dim light, right?
Hang on.
Why would any wizard in this game that we've ever played with know how their spells work?
Dancing lights. I suppose I could just look it up.
I figured you had a macro or some.
Yes, 10 foot radius dim light.
Because you can also put them together, and they will be a brighter light. I think.
No.
You are remembering something else.
But it just makes one big thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make it brighter if you combine them.
I will send them shooting outs, and the range is 120 feet, right? So I can spawn them 120 feet out.
A light must be within 20 feet of one another.
Of one another, yeah.
Right.
So, like, I've got one of them down right next to that pillar where that little bubble is.
Yeah, I just want to pop in 4 of them directly across. I want to see if that sheds enough light. I'm probably not close enough yet to see if
like that.
Yeah, if that's as far as I can see at the moment.
Okay, so you illuminate a little bit more room area around the statues.
I'm still seeing any signs of him?
Nope. Still seems empty. A moment later, back in the elm chamber, a new ethereal chain appears from the ceiling. And winds around Mavalriel's ankle with a clinking noise and pulls fast. Someone had a ready action, right? Alec, did you?
My spiritual weapon.
The spiritual weapon's already cast. Oh, you're readying the action to use it?
I guess, yeah.
No, you would you had readied Firebolt.
Oh, Firebolt, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. 25 to hit.
25 will certainly hit.
For 9 damage.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I roll more.
Okay. Because higher level?
Yeah. That's 14 and 21.
Okay. You blast a little bit of spirit chain off into the ether. And then, Rook, you're up.
All right.
You're not actually adjacent to the chain at this. Well, you're adjacent to her, and it connects to her. So, yeah, I guess you're fine. That's
why I wanted to be right next to her. Sunforger has done me well. I will keep swinging with Sunforger.
Sunforger.
Warhammer in disguise. I don't know.
Nailed it.
When I do that, I'm mostly remembering, I don't know, like crappy 90s TV ads that I don't even remember what they were for. I just remember the tone of voice.
Yeah, for like board game. I'm thinking of that game where you shoot the beads at the little spinny
Crossfire.
Things. Crossfire, yeah. Crossfire.
Right.
And it was, like done with like a male quartet.
Yeah. But metal.
Yes. As gravelly as possible.
Crossfire!
Alec, what you got?
Is my turn?
Oh, sorry. Wrong Alec.
I'm attacking.
By Alec, I totally mean Rook.
By saying your name, I mean someone entirely different.
Yes, oh, get with the program.
How foolish of me.
You idiot!
Speaking of the 90s, two swings of Sunforger come in at 29 and 21 to connect.
Cool.
With 8 and 13 damage each. And I will... That's magic damage.
Okay.
And I will pop my last two of Arcane Jolt to then add an extra 4d6 to each of them.
Cool, 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 cool.
Of force damage.
Force damage!
That's another 32?
For an additional 32.
Very nice. This chain is already looking quite damaged.
Then, Claw 6.0 will use his force-empowered rend bite.
That sounds like a bullshit Star Wars power.
It does.
Like, one specifically created for a video game.
He rolled a 19 to hit with a 9 for force damage.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Cool. Now it is... Now it's Nushka.
Nushka's gonna do pretty much the same thing. Reckless and minus 5. It's a 19 on the die, so 25.
Good number.
For 27 damage. Second attack... It's a 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
For 22 damage. Third attack. Still didn't crit. It's a 24 to hit.
Okay.
God, I can't math tonight. 27 damage.
Okay. The chain is just about snapped. Like, it's two little links that are, like, barely holding together.
And Nushka will yell at Pipsky. Charge. Get it.
Okay. Pipsky is not that far away.
And Pipsky took mobility, so she's got more movement than
before. Yeah, it only takes, like, 15 feet to get to the chain.
Cool. Are you rolling that, or is my screen catching
up? I just moved Pipsky. So that's what you mean.
I have all these dice flying across my screen. Pipsky's going to hit with the tail, miss, and miss with the bite.
Okay.
She tried.
Yep. Now it's Alec's turn. Chain is barely holding together.
Magic missile.
I'm assuming a 9 and a 10 didn't hit.
No, it did not.
12 damage. Force damage.
Okay, that chain tears asunder, and the bit wrapped around her ankle disappears as the rest of the chain just begins swinging across the room, and now it's starting to look like Bob Marley was here.
Are there three little birds?
That's a Charles Dickens reference.
I know.
Don't worry.
Do you want to do anything else?
Bad thing.
Nah.
Okay. The Frozen Herald comes around to the other side and swings once again at the swinging chain.
Good job, Harold.
By the time it gets to it, it's nothing to do.
Good boy, Harry.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.